Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The fuyuz that comes from Allah Ta'ala descends on the heart. There must be a central point that receives. See, the kitabs come, right? So there is a point for receiving the kitabs. So similarly, this is the system of the earth, that there is a point where a thing is received and then distributed from that point. That's the whole system of the world. So if you see food and veg, etc., then Allah Ta'ala brings it in a certain place. And from that point, then it is distributed. Right? Fruit, same thing happens. The veg, same thing happens. In fact, the greatest need is water. Water also will come. Then it's collected in one spot. And from there, it's distributed. So, these fuyuz that come from Allah Ta'ala, they come from above. And there must be a point for collecting and distributing. Like, you see, the anwarat that descend to the different masajid, they descend first on the Haram Sharif, and from the Haram Sharif then they are distributed all to all the masajid. Right. But what's the central point? What's the collecting point, which point it's received at the Haram Sharif. From that point, then distributed. So, in an individual capacity, this fuyuz, barakat, this, call it anwarat, etc., all come at one point. And at that point, then distributes it. That will show you right now how you should be managing this fuyuzat, anwarat, ma'arif, etc. That would be. So that point is called the heart. That's why the hadith speaks a lot about the heart. إِذَا صَلُوهَتْ صَلُوهَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ Everything comes right, and everything comes right. Because it comes to the heart, right? And then the heart will distribute it. So see, for example, the heart wasn't correct, wasn't right. Right? The signal is coming from the heart. إِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَتْ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ The signal is coming from the heart. So when the signal is coming from the heart, then the heart is giving a wrong direction. So the heart will say, the eye, look at this wrong thing. So the heart was wrong. So the director we gave was wrong. The heart was wrong. So it will say the hand, do this. Right? The heart is wrong, it will tell the leg, do this. The heart is not right, so it will tell the ear, listen to this. Say this. So that is on account of the heart being corrupt. But if it is right, then it will give the right direction. Do this, see this, listen to this, speak about this, eat this, accept this, don't accept this. Right. So that means now, the most important thing to be working on is the heart. Right. So now, in the process of working on the heart, this two levels of efforts. One level of effort is to see that the heart remains clean. You don't contaminate it with bad thoughts and with bad plans, bad ideas. The intention is wrong, the thoughts are wrong, the plots are all upside down. So you are strategizing, you are conniving, and you're conniving wrong. So that is now the first level, that you free the heart of all this type of wrong intentions, wrong ideas, wrong thoughts. Right? Now, the wrong thoughts and wrong ideas can come in different ways. Right? Sometimes it is that you want to do something to show off. Right? So, you've got a nice new jacket now. So you're wearing it, the people will see it. They admire the jacket. Hey, where got the jacket from? Or for example, you are doing something of bravery, right? So you have to put an ox down and slaughter it. So you're showing people now how good you can do it. And in such short maneuvers, you can just drop it down and slaughter the thing. Right? So now, the heart wasn't right. Or at the time of Qurbani now, for example, you got a gapata that nobody got, right? So you made an announcement about it to the social media, etc. See this, look at this. So the heart was wrong. The heart is then instructing. You press the button and inform, show people what you've got. Right? So people can admire you, people can talk great about you. So this wrong inclination and right inclination starts from here. So therefore, the hadith is impressing us with this heart right. So this is the first level. The right and the wrong, see that you understand what is wrong, to be able to leave out wrong. If you don't know what is pride, then can you leave out pride? If you don't know what is show and ostentation, you don't know. Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that our Shaykh Allama Tultushi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, if you're aspiring for the hereafter, then do these two things. One is, in the aspiration of the hereafter, then you must see to it that you don't meet up people unnecessarily. The pressing need, you met. فإن اختلاط الناس لا يخلو عن قيل وقال. When I meet up, and he'll give one story, sometimes it's ghibat, sometimes it is gossiping, sometimes he's going to be making a false allegation, sometimes he's going to be swearing someone, sometimes he's going to be running down someone, right? Sometimes he's going to be inviting you for something wrong, inviting you towards wrong. In a different way, according to the time and circumstance, you have been inviting to the wrong. Hey, you saw that film. One of his kind, but you've seen it. The Turkish, that one, that series that's coming, you saw that. So now, that person doesn't want to see all these things here. But now you encouraged him. When you encouraged him, he is sinful and you are sinful. The sin becomes multiplied. Because you were the da'i. Ad-dalu ila al-khayr or dal ila al-shar. You invite him to put something wrong. So, like he is wrong, he is sinful, you are sinful. You prepared a book. And the book has got some pictures of animate objects. So, you reading it, and you passing it, you're distributing it, people are looking at it. You prepared a video, right? Animate objects, sometimes it is woman, sometimes it is animate objects, right? You reading, you passing it on, people are passing it on. Now, what a complicated guna. Because for as long as this thing is going to do its circulation, you're going to catch it. People will read it, will praise it, such a good thing now. So Allama Tartushi told his student, Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, leave on these people, leave it on. Second thing he says, and leave on vying with each other, competing with each other. Because Allah says, من كان يرجو, he's saying now, من كان يرجو لقاء الله فليعمل أملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربي أحدا. Because sometimes when you're competing with one another, then you don't realize that competition is for riya, for name, right? And that riya is shirke khafi. Riya is shirke khafi. So Allah is saying, من كان يرجو لقاء الله فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربي أحدا. Now people sometimes confused. There is a thing like mudarat and there is a thing like mudahanat. Right? See, so mudarat is done in two ways. So mudarat means to be considerate and to be soft and lenient. So you being considerate and lenient to two classes of people. Sometimes it's jahils, right? So you're soft and you're considerate to them. The reason is you want to attract them to deen. So when you're soft and lenient towards them, the idea is what? To attract them towards deen, right? Now, for example, a jahil has come to the masjid, right? You know he's jahil, right? Now, he did something that was inappropriate. So what are you going to do? You're being lenient towards him so that he may come close to the masjid, close to Allah Ta'ala. So he's jahil now, he doesn't know. So you've been lenient, if he was misbehaving, you didn't tell him anything straight away. Have you got him on a good wicket at a good time? So explain to him that this is how the masjid works, this is the function of the masjid, this is the etiquette of the masjid. So, you're being soft towards the person for any material gain. No, you are being soft towards him to attract him to Allah Ta'ala. So, that is a great thing. So you're being soft to the person, but soft for what? Not for a material gain, not to become his friend or something, but to bring him closer to Allah Ta'ala, you're being soft towards him. So to be soft to a giant. His tie to be replaced, right? You know, he needs some help, so you went and helped him. So any type of help that you rendered, or you have been lenient, or you've been considerate, the idea was to bring him close to deen. And you get jahil, so you get two types of jahil. One is the person that doesn't know at all, right? One is he knows it, but he's still doing wrong. So this person also is called a jahil. In the language of the Quran, he's also known as a jahil. He knows it, but he's not applying himself. See, the Quran says, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Who's saying this? Rasulullah is saying it. So, is he an alim or not? He's an alim of ulama. Not an alim, he's a head of the ulama. But he's saying, if you don't save me, then I'll become a jahil. Nuh al-Islam also saying this. He says, أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم. أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم. وإلا تغفر لي وترحمني أكون من الخاسرين. So, you are with me, then I am winning. Otherwise, I am lost. So now you get one type of jahil that doesn't know about it. And one type of jahil that knows about it. So how are you going to work with him? So it's going to be another way to work with him. Number one Hafiz Sahib was talking a little bit loudly in the masjid. So someone reprimanded him. So yeah, you think you Hafiz Sahib, so you too great now. So usne masjid aane hi ko band kar diya. He left coming to masjid. So the admonition was right, but was that approach right? So he stopped coming to the masjid. See how he spoke to him. So when Maulana got to know about this, Maulana said, both are going to girls. This person who advising him in that way, wrong way, and the other person, right, for him leaving the masjid, if he reproached you, right, if he spoke to you, right, then the masjid didn't want to come to you. So why should you leave out the masjid? He did whatever he did, but the masjid didn't do wrong to you. So why should you leave the masjid? there a need for you to leave the Masjid out? See, you went for bread, right? And you had a bad experience. Right? So will you stop eating bread? You continue eating bread. You forget about the experience. But you know this is the lifeline. I need to eat this to continue. Right? And I need to understand now how to save myself from this type of a situation again. But I must continue. I can't leave this thing out. For dunyavi things, then we use our mind, use our brain, right? See, you got a good business, right? And you had a hold up, right? So, well, that was a life-threatening thing. But you'll stop the business first. Ask anybody, will you stop the business? You don't want to stop the business. Although it was life-threatening, no one leaves the business. But when it comes to Allah Ta'ala, the masjid, or something, a small problem, give it up. Is that the way that we relate to the masjid? So, to be lenient and to be considerate to a jahil, in order to bring him close to deen, right? So that's mudarat. Mudarat with a jahil. Then, that's Ahl al-Jahl, right? And the other one is Ahl al-Sharr, right? So one is Ahl al-Jahl, right? Ahl al-Jahl, Jahilin, you are leaning towards them to bring them close. And one is Ahl al-Sharr, right? So you lean in towards them to save yourself from their Sharr. They are element as well, right? But you lean in towards them, why? You lean in so that you can save yourself from their shar, from their fitna, from their shar, etc. You lean in so that you save yourself. And it happens, a lot of things happen to me. Now, you come out of the masjid and the person wants to tell you something. It doesn't have to be ghibat, but he wants to tell you something. And it's not so important, right? It's not that important, but he wants to talk to you. Now, I have to listen to that thing. You can see now that this person here is amongst the Ahl al-Sharr. If you're not going to listen to him, then he'll create a problem for you. Right. So what should you be doing? So just for that moment, alright, I've got 2 minutes, you can just tell me quickly what it is all about. So you heard him out. So then you saved yourself from a bigger disaster. But you didn't listen to him, so now he's going to create a problem. Somehow or the other, he's going to create a problem for you. See? Implicate you, talk about you, create a problem for you. So he'll do a lot of things. So you have to save yourself from this, right? Right. Now, sometimes it's Ahl al-Sharr, and sometimes it's Ahl al-Jahl. Right? But the Ahl al-Jahl, like I said, there can be many types of jahal, right? So one type of jahalat is not to know what to say and what not to say. Sometimes it's a message, right? But is that the message to go and report? Say, I say that you are doing this, right? You have caused this problem, right? Or you were hard on this person here, therefore he left coming to masjid, right? I say that. Now, I speak to this person here about you, that you were rude, therefore he left coming out of the masjid. I was rude to this alim, for example, so that alim left coming to the masjid, left giving bayans. Now, I'm saying this to you, right? Now, about him, that I was rude to him, therefore his alim left coming to the masjid for namaz or whatever else. So when I'm speaking to you, must you go and report this to him? So there are some things that you shouldn't report. There are some things that you report and some things that you will not report. Now what is the example for that? The example for that is, say, someone says about your father, he makes zina on you. He makes zina and he takes drugs and all that. For all you know about your father, he's a good person, pleasant person. So, is it the right thing for you to ask your father, Abba, you make zina? You do zina. You take some drug, man drugs. You do all these things. Why? That person is saying. Now, is that the thing to say to your father? You are being straight, but is that the thing to say? And even worse, if someone speaks about your mother, they said, she sleeps with other people, right? Now, you ask your mother, do you sleep with people? Is that the thing to ask? And you see, this al-ashar. This al-ashar, they don't know what they do. Any news, and every news, they will just give it. Now, you will make tahqiq with this person here. Right? Is that the news? They just drop it. In fact, you have an attitude that they don't relate this type of information to you afterwards. You know, you have such an approach that this type of gossip and all that is not related to you. Because it will poison your mind. Now, one person will say, second person will say, what happens to your mind? Your mind gets poisoned. So you won't listen to that news. Now, there's a nice way to do it. Either you tell the person I'm busy, right? And second is by, you know, it's better for you if you're concerned about the person. So I don't have the heart to tell him. Please, in future, don't tell me. Tell him directly. That is, you like the person. See, I can see you like the person, therefore you are cautioning the wrong that he's doing. So no, I don't have the heart to go and caution him. You speak to him. And in future, he'll have the heart. In future, he won't have the heart. So now I respect you, that you have the concern about the person, therefore you're talking about the wrong. So go and address it directly. So now, in future, he will never relate these things to you. But now you keep listening to this person, that person, this person. So then, what happens? See, now you are distributing wrong. So you see this mudarat. So this mudarat, I showed you, it comes in two avenues. One is to bring the jahil close to Allah Ta'ala. And the other mudarat was to save yourself from the people of shirk, right? To save yourself from them. Now, our Buzugan didn't say that this mudarat is a khas sifat of the Ahlullah. What? It's a sifat of the Ahlullah. The reason is obvious, because if you're not going to be soft to the jahil, how will he come close? And if you're not going to be lenient to this Ahlul Shar, right, they can become an obstruction for you. They'll become an obstruction for you now, see. Because you've been hard towards them, so they make things hard for you. They say, no, the Mulana, he goes and teach, you know, and he robs the people, right? He robs the people. So when he said that he robs people, he cheats and all that, so people will lose their trust in him. And when they lose their trust in him, they send their children. So now, you save yourself from the Ahl al-Shar by being lenient. Ahl al-Jar, I showed you, right? So this is the actual way of the Ahlullah. In every community you have Ahl al-Shar and that Ahl al-Jar. That's the principle, right? Al-Hadith of Rahmatullah Ali. When he had moved to Makkah Mukarramah, so for some time he stayed at a Rabat. A Rabat is like a place, when they subsidized or free. So people don't have a home, then they offered a room in a Rabat, like a waqf thing. So anybody doesn't have a place, then he's offered to stay there at the Rabat. So for some time, until he didn't have a house of his own, he was in the Rabat. So the people in the Rabat are known to be eligible for zakat, poor people, right? So people come and distribute sometimes zakat, sometimes sadaqah, come and distribute. Now, Haris of Rahmatullahi, by nature, was a very refined person, very refined temperament. So when his temperament was very refined, so the room that he had was done very well. Not no finishes, but prim and proper, clean, neat, tidy, right? That's the type of room here. Now one person is coming. He's coming to distribute, right? Saw something, and he had some money or something, he was to distribute. So he goes to the rooms, he's personally distributing. He comes to Hari Sahib's room, one step in, one step out. He says, hey, I came to the wrong place, man. This man is a wealthy person. Because his room was now very neat and tidy, etc. So the man took him for a wealthy person, he made a mistake. Hari Sahib called him in. What happened? No, it's all right. What happened? No, I was distributing some gifts, you know, that was sadaqah, and I made the mistake, I came into your house. I was supposed to be giving the poor, and I gave you, and I want to give you, so I made a mistake. So Hari Sahib said, no, you give me my share as well. Now that was about one or two dirhams, and he's offering to Hari Sahib that. Hari Sahib took it. And a day or two later, one person came and offered Hari Sahib 10,000, literally 10,000. So Hari Sahib told the Khadim, see, that person is in financial constraints, go and give him. So the Khadim is telling him, one dirham you accepted here, and the 10 dirham when I gave it, what happened? How do you read the situation? He says, you see, in Rabat what happens, it's a lot of foreigners that came to stay here, right? But if one person sees that you got something more than he's got, then you are inviting envy and jealousy. You get enemies now, right? Because you got and he doesn't have. Right? So now, how must I save the enmity, the jealousy, the envy of people from me? So if I'm going to accept this thing here, right, then people will feel that I'm as poor as themselves. We're all in the same boat. Yeah, he's not wealthy, because he accepts it also. So I'll save myself from their hatred, from their jealousy, from their enmity. Right. When I'm safe from that, then it's easy for me to concentrate my ibadat, my zikr, my tilawat, all that. But if I don't accept it, then the word will go that he's a very wealthy person, he's loaded, etc. And then that will be a catalyst to enmity, hatred, disappointment, fight, etc. So I don't need that. Now that, the whole day and night I must sort out all the problems here. He said, yeah, you stole. Alright. Who said this? So call him. Did you say that I stole? No, I didn't say that. But he's saying this. But you just said that he stole. No, I didn't say that. Now what happens? You get implicated. See that you get implicated. So a whole lot of problems you could save from with this mudarat. Mudarat. Remember the word, right? So one is mudarat, you being lenient. And the leniency, consideration to save yourself, right? Or to lead a person to Allah Ta'ala. You're lenient, you're soft, considerate, just to bring him closer to Allah Ta'ala, right? That happens a lot to children, growing up children, right? So, you're lenient and considerate towards them, you buy them some gifts, etc., that they can continue reading Quran Sharif, making ta'aleem, zikr, etc. So, they feel more motivated and driven to do things. It's small now, and they need something as a token, right? So, Gina Sonia, by very good, I'll go madrasa. I'll go madrasa, I'll get this thing there. So, you're being good towards them to bring them closer to thee. I know one niece of mine, 1982 somewhere. She must have been about 6-7 years of age. So, I told her that you complete the Quran Sharif, Ramzan time, I'll buy a machine for you, sewing machine. She made sure she did the khatam. Now, that's that age, right? Although my uncle didn't like that, that's why I bought the machine for her, right? He said, no, it will affect the ikhlas. I didn't argue with him, because I understand that he's coming from a different angle. Right? Here, at that age, they need to be treated that way to harness them, to attract them. Right? But ikhlas will come later on. Now, what's required is to make them familiar with this, to make them have a liking for this. Then after that, they'll give it up themselves. They won't say, I'm not doing for you. I'm doing for Allah, I don't need this thing here. But at that age that they are in, they need something. Just to attract them, to draw them. Right? So you see that this is mudarat. Now we don't understand these things here. And sometimes you see an alim speaking in a certain way to a certain person, and then we have subhat and doubts about the person. Why is he talking to him this way and not like that? So that's mudarat. And the second thing is mudahanat. So that is not permissible. Now what is the difference between mudarat and mudahanat? Right? Mudahanat also is being lenient and considerate. But now what is the meaning of mudahanat? So mudahanat is that I'm being lenient to the person, right, for some worldly motive, for some worldly reason, to gain some worldly benefit, and being lenient and soft towards you. So, I saw you, you're a wealthy person, Kibra Masjid, Assalamu Alaikum, how are you? Is this a Quran for you? Take this Quran Sharif. Alright. Then, I saw your shoes, I put it, right? So then I, when you're driving out then, I'm guiding you, so I come, I'm looking after your motor car, right? You know, I did all this for what? For some worldly gain. This is just an example, but there's a lot of other examples where you are lenient towards a person for some worldly gain, right? Now that is not permissible. Now for example, you came to the person, right? You're meeting the person, and he's doing something wrong. You know he's doing something wrong. Right? But you're not expressing any type of disapproval. Kanu la yatanahawna an munkarin fa'alu. The curse of Allah Ta'ala that descended upon the Bani Israel, one of the reasons was la yatanahawna. They won't stop each other. So, you are being considered here, but for what? For some worldly gain. So I can see you doing wrong, haram, and I can see you doing that. But I don't show you, I don't express any type of disapproval. So why I don't show any type of disapproval? Because I want to make some business from you. I know now, if I'm going to stop you, then you will be displeased, right? When you will be displeased, I will lose the clientele. So, what I do, I don't stop you. So, what's the reason for me not being soft to you and not stopping you? So that I can earn your wealth. So, I'm earning your wealth, being soft to you, to earn your wealth. Though you're doing something wrong, but I need to maintain a relationship so that I can continue with this clientele business. See? So, that's called mudaharat. So, mudarat and mudaharat, there's a difference. So we are speaking about Muhyiddin Ibn Arabi rahmatullahi, and he speaks about his sheikh Allama Turtushi rahmatullahi. He says, you are interested in the hereafter, the two things. One is, don't meet people unnecessarily. Right. And number two, don't compete with each other. Don't, because Allah Pak says, Man kana yarju liqa Allahi, fal ya'amal amalan saliha, wa la yushrik bi ibadati rabbi ahla. So there's going to be a meeting unnecessarily, but time is taken up. You sit down, it's a small thing that will take you 2 minutes to sort out, but you'll talk about it for 2 hours. Won't you do that? 2 hours it will take you to sort that thing out, what was just for 2 minutes. Right? This happens in two times, two occasions happens. One is in Umrah or Hajj, small little thing, but it will take you 1 hour. Why? Because you're there now for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, right? And when you're there for so long, and you've got no business now, so you want to pass your time somehow. So let's get engaged in some discussion. You want the time to pass. So how much pass the time? So talk about this, talk about that, meet that person, meet this person here. In the meanwhile, your time has passed. Yeah, so it happens there, and it happens in the month of Ramadan. Now, Ramadan also, you can't do anything. If you can't do anything now, so sit and talk with the person. And so, you talk for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. But you could have sorted the thing out in just 2 minutes or 3 minutes. But you must engage. So that your time is fast. See. So, he's saying, don't mix up with people. لِقَاءَ النَّاسِ لَا يَخْلُوا أَنْ قِيلٍ وَقَالٍ. When you meet people now, some gupshop, some... Imam Ghazali shows about 20 wrongs of the tongue. I know few, but he shows about 20 wrongs of the tongue. Talk of ghibat, right? Gossip, you know, carrying tales, right? Then slander. Then lies. Then embarrassing someone. Right? Then, number 7, is saying something without knowledge. You're not clear about it. لَا تَقْفُ مَا لِيسَ لَكَ بِهِ. You just got some signs and indications, and you're talking about it, right? Number 6. Number 7, swearing and vulgarity. Number 8, aggressive. Aggressive, rude, being rude. You're not supposed to be rude and aggressive. Impolite. Number 8. All these are wrong. And this hadith to prove all these things, that these things are not right. Number 10, then he says, engaging in layani. There's no benefit, no dini benefit, no need to talk about it, but you're talking about it. But I see how, he's talking about 20, I remember about 10, right? But how your time gets eaten. One is, alright, you're sitting on the dasturkhan, something light. So it's alright, that's understandable. Especially if it's your wife and your children, then it's nice to talk something light, or you made a joke or something, she cheered up, she had a hard day, she cheered up. And if you had a hard day, she's cheering you up, that's alright. So long as it's not bordering on ghibat, it's not bordering on running someone down, disgracing someone, or hurting someone, or some falsehood. It's not bordering on that. So you just spoke about something like, for example, a person got wonderful sheep, man. So the sheep, the price is also good, man. So something to bring the person up. So that's all right. But now, where it's going to be bordering with rebirth, etc. Say, he shit is kachra man. Don't buy from this person. Is that the right way? Maybe you didn't speak about him, but you spoke about his belongings, what belongs to him, his property. So when you run down his property, you ran down the person. When you ran down that his belonging, you ran down the person, haven't you? And now, to complicate things, you don't even count that wrong to be wrong. That's making it even worse. So, a little bit of cheer, friends, people that are understanding, or more especially the household, to speak a little bit cheerfully is good. Rasulullah was listening to some ash'ar from her Aisha radiallahu anha, poetry. Some poetry is talking about. So they're cheering up, they're talking about. So you need to have that little bit of humor and light talk within the house. Now the strange thing is, we'll talk about this humor and light talk to the whole world, but we won't talk about these type of things to the family, who needs all these things here, who looks at our interests, but we don't find the time to cheer them up. I say, do they deserve that? A little bit of cheer, a little bit of bring them up. So sometimes you just ask them a riddle, right? So they get cheered up, they're looking for an answer. Some days back I asked them, what's the worst nation? Which nation you hate the most? So nobody can answer that. Examination. So at the children's age now, obviously at the adult you're quite popular, right? But as a growing up child now, 9, 10, 11 years of age, so they need something to bring them up, don't they? So they feel nice, all right, mashallah, this uncle here, when he talks to us, he talks so nicely with us. Then at the end, then you tell them something deeny. You joke to them, you play with them a little bit. And then slowly you brought them to deen. Because that's the age, you see. They're not that age now. Straight away you talk to them about Qiyamah and Jannah and Jahannam. Jannah you talk, but you don't talk about Jahannam straight away. His mind is still small. He needs to be brought up slowly, slowly, slowly. And then he'll accept the thing. So how to bring up the child's mind? Slowly, how to bring it up? So how we started today, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah Ta'ala, that the heart needs to be checked on two sides. One is, this wrong intuition, intention, planning, plotting, instigating, conspiring, right? It's wrong. Anything that's wrong, how to? So there's a lot of ways. This conspiracy theory is in a lot of ways. So, if I don't like you, right? You know, Zainul Abdin now, he's coming from IGU center. What kajul they want? Let's go by him, man. I don't like him, right? So I'll turn the people away from him. Get better prices there. They're all right, but you get better prices there. But now, I don't like the person. See where it's coming from? It's coming from a malice, a hatred. Because of the hatred, I'm shifting people from him to this. I ask you, does it happen or not? These type of things, do they happen or not? And do people consider this as wrong? See this filth of the heart. Do we count it as wrong? So that's the first level, right, of correcting the heart. The second level of correcting the heart is, the heart comes in two layers, right? One is the outer, the external, right? Like you get a body, right? So the outer. And one is the inside, right? So, these anwarat sometimes they come up. They come from Allah Ta'ala, right? And these anwarat also, they're very sensitive. Ma'arif, Anwarat, right? They're extremely refined and very sensitive. Right. So say for example, your heart is involved in dunya things, permissible, but in dunya things. Not that it's haram, but it's on dunya things, right? Then through this Anwarat are so sensitive, they come and they return. They may just touch the surface and they go back. Right. So you won't find that heart being productive. It won't be an asset. Because the Anwarat came, but you were involved in something else. When you were involved in something else, what happened? It went away. Right. See this they call it Latifah Ghaibi, right? The Latifah Ghaibi is like a honorable guest, right? So you call for an honorable guest, right? So when the guest came in, and you're talking with your friends, or he's a very busy man, very honorable person, right? And he took out the time to see you. When he comes to you, you're involved in your sports and everything else, you didn't show him the respect. What happened to him? You go straight. And would he think of coming back? See, but he doesn't appreciate. So that Latifa Ghaib is that. It's a special gift of Allah Ta'ala. You occupied with something else. But now the difference is that Latifa Ghaib won't tell you when it will come. It will come now, it can come at 1 o'clock in the morning, it will come before Asr, it can come at Maghrib time, at any time it can come. That Latifa, that special gift, the special mihman of Allah Ta'ala. That thing is to see now, are you going to be appreciative? Are you going to accommodate it? So, when you have made your heart available, made it open to that, right? So now that Latifa Ghaib, that special nur, that thing permeates, it comes right into the recess. So when it comes into the recess now, one of the maqasid of the sawuf is ma'rifat, yaqeen and ma'rifat, to have that yaqeen of Allah Ta'ala, iman, yaqeen, right? Now, when that thing gets the recess, then your yaqeen goes to a different level, right? Your ma'rifat goes to a different level. So, that yaqeen and that ma'rifat comes when you make your heart available. Make your heart available, then that yaqeen and that ma'rifat, that anwarat permeate. When that permeates, then your yaqeen grows. Your ma'rifat grows. And when that happens, then all the sifat in you begin to improve. Now your tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala is at a different level. But as though that tawakkul is mushahada, is no more just a concept. That was just a concept. Now that tawakkul is a mushahada. Bobat was telling me before the lot of boys from the tail going to Johannesburg to study Azad will of the career, right? So at a time they had to hire a pumbi or a bus to take all the students. So the collecting point would be over for maybe his house or something. So from there they will leave. So wherever you are, living in Durban, Spring Road, Jasper, whatever. So which is the point you'll meet? You'll meet at Mullah Boba's house, for example, right? So the kumbi will come one place, take the passengers straight to Azad World, or straight to Zakaria. So he says that the kumbi just left. And half an hour, one student came in, he must have kumbi. Now, Mabuwa said that what surprised me, that student wasn't perturbed in the least. He just asked for a musalla and he did 2 rakat namaz. Right? You know, the level of conviction, the level of yaqeen, the trust. See this, when the heart is right, then you have the trust. When you have the trust, you'll ask Allah Ta'ala. You'll beg of his heart, right? Right? When you beg of Allah Ta'ala, that is a result of the heart being right. You trust Him, you ask of Him, you see Him, you depend upon Him, you will love Him, everything else is put aside for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. He says, not even 20 minutes passed, that the kumbi came back. See, we fought something here. He said, I saw this myself. Not even 20 minutes passed, the kumbi came back. So we fought something and see what it. But you see this ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, that you want at an advanced level. One is an average level, you want it a little bit on all the sifat. A Muslim has to have sifat. He has to have tawakkul. Right? He has to have ikhlas. He has to have ihsan. Right? Right? He has to have tafweez in him. Right? Then he has to have, apart from all this, the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. So now, this sifat will grow when he's made his heart, the inner of his heart, available. See, when that inside of his heart is made available, well, that anwarat are coming in. When they're coming in now, now he's seeing things and he's seeing things differently. See that anwarat. As though that anwarat is like this, you've got the potential to see, right? Right. But you need glasses. So you've got the potential to see. But you need the glasses. Just give you a simple language, right? So the anwarat are like those glasses. They will enable you to be able to see correctly. And minus those anwarat, can you see right? Can't see. Either very, very weak, and can't see it. So you've got that anwarat coming into you, now you're seeing things differently, you understand things differently, you see things differently, you talk differently, you speak, everything will be different about you. But that anwarat must keep that heart. And if it's not like that, then sometimes there's an over-attachment to materialism, right? Now you are a madrasa rani, for example, right? Madrasa rani. There's a donor that supports the madrasa, right? He gives, say, 20,000 every month, right? Every month. Now, someone went and poisoned his ears about the madrasa, so he shifted his whole contribution, right? See, he shifted his whole. If there is that anwarat there, right, then it's not going to affect you. Because you will think like this, that al-mu'ti huwallah. Al-mu'ti huwallah wa anta al-mashkur. But if it is that anwarat are not there, then the mind is saying, anta al-mu'ti. What do you say? Antal, you the giver. In the first case, Al-Mu'ti, Allah. The giver is Allah Ta'ala. Now, when your heart is poisoned, then you start fighting with you. Yeah, this person here is putting spanners in the works. Allah will show you. Now, you think you're talking the right, but it's a heart that has been poisoned. It's a heart that doesn't have the right yaqeen. It's a heart that doesn't have the tawakkul. So therefore it's talking that way. If it had that level of yaqeen, the trust, not worry there. The money is not a problem. Yeah? And the number is not a problem. This avenue closed. Allah Pak is pleased. He'll create something else now. Or the same person will come back to you. See, the avenue closed. Right. Where's your nazar? Your nazar is in Allah Ta'ala. When your nazar is in Allah Ta'ala, you're not worried about the person, you're not worried about the number. What you're most worried about is Allah mustn't be displeased. My relationship with Allah Ta'ala must not be affected. That's the main thing. So the leadership or the fellowship, all that, if they can fluctuate, it's alright. But my relationship with Allah Ta'ala, that mustn't get affected. See, that is when the nazar is right. Now, where you get this from? See, when Nabi Sam was in Taif, right? So he says, إِلَّمْ تَكُنْ سَاخِتًا عَلَيَّ فَلَا عُبَعِي. So what's the most important thing? The most important thing is, Allah Pak must be happy. That means the heart must be right. If the heart is right, then you please Allah Ta'ala. But if the heart is not right, you're not concerned about Allah Pak's pleasure or displeasure. So, the whole essence is Allah Ta'ala happy or not? Will He be happy or not? So that must be the driving thing in your mind. And if Allah Ta'ala wants, then if this person is out of the picture, another person will come in. He will make it happen. Allah Ta'ala will make it happen. However He wants to make it happen, He'll make it happen. But if that yaqeen is not there, and that person goes away, then he hurt a skeleton out. I can't live without this thing here. What's going to happen to me? Right? So this heart has got the two levels. I showed now, one is the exterior and one is the inner, the recess of the heart. So this recess of the heart, that's the receiving point of this tajalliyat, anwarat. Right? And that anwarat, they create the visibility. What? They create the visibility. You see things differently. See, where the Quran says, هَذَا بَصَائِرُ لِلنَّاسِ. This is vision for people, a sight for people, right? But then you must have the ability to see. If your eyes are all off, then how are you going to see it? Then the right you will see as wrong. See, it's no fault of the sun if the bat cannot see in the day. If the bat cannot see in the day, is it the fault of the sun? It's the fault of the bat. But the bat says, hey, no, man, I can't see now. The sun is causing it. So you say, but you are a problem. The sun is not the problem. The whole world can see. You can't see. You are a problem. Go and sort yourself out. Now that's where we are truly stuck up. That we don't want to see the fault within us. I can see the fault in him, and fault in that person, everybody else. But me, I am faultless. I don't want to admit, I don't want to see the fault within myself. Yesterday, you read that article. The man is complaining to Hazrat Mustafa Rahmatullahi. I want this jadu problem, I want the jinnah, all day and night, so many diseases, parishan. So the last word, remember the last line, what was that? Aadmi apne aap ko bekusoor na samjhe. Don't consider yourself to be innocent. You don't know where and when you did the wrong. And for that wrong that you did some way or the other, you're getting smashed down. There's, you know, this person here, that person, and this person. And what Mustafa is saying? Apne aadmi apne aap ko bekusoor na samjhe. So this is a time, this month here, Allah Pak puts strange thoughts in your heart. I think it's a scientific age, so Allah Pak puts those type of thoughts. So what is Ramadan? What is Ramadan? Ramadan is a service plan. What? It's a service plan. What it is? Say service plan. So when it's a service plan, right, when you got a guaranteed service plan, then you need to make yourself available for the service. Right. You got a car, right? You got a machine, expensive machine, 50 million rand machine. Right. Now, the technician wants to come and fix it. Will the machine have to make itself available or not? Now, the machine is carrying on working, and the technician says, I want to fix up. Can he work? Can't work. So just keep it on hold for so many days, 30 days, keep it on hold. Right. So when you now see that the machine of yours, the heart of the machine, the machine is facing towards Allah Ta'ala all the time. It's all the time facing Allah Ta'ala. Now you'll hear, so you get all types of fuel coming, right? So you hear a lot of stories, right? So it's interesting, but you can use it for your own work. Since now, you've got this new series, you know, BM and Mercedes and all that. So the technician doesn't have to do anything physically. On the computer, you can work out, right? Press the button and do this. Then you switch up and go. Don't they say that? Eh? From the computer, he'll make out what's the problem and he'll sort it, rectify it. Eh? Is it right or not right? So as though you kept your computer facing Allah Ta'ala, you gave him the time. Right? When you gave him the time, then he did all the fixing up. But the shart here is, the condition is, you face your heart entirely to Allah Ta'ala. Leave everything else. As important as everything else may be, but leave that out now. Now just face to Allah Ta'ala. Wholly, mentally, physically, emotionally, just face yourself to Allah Ta'ala. Then he knows, see now, when you face here, right, so in a computer world, you press the button, all right, the computer will detect, where's the problem? Right. when it detected the problem, it will sort it out as well. Doesn't it happen like that? This is a little bit that I know, although I still find it complicated. How is it going to fix something? Or that's a different thing on its own, but that's how they fix it up, right? So as though Allah Pak is saying, yes, you turn to me, entirely. You shut off, you shut down everything else. Everything is shut down. So now you face entirely to Allah Ta'ala. Entirely to Allah Ta'ala. So you will make tawbah, istighfar, trust in Allah Ta'ala. Only to Allah Ta'ala, right? Everything, you shut it down. When you shut everything down now, Allah Ta'ala will sort you out, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala will feel the secret.